Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Member My Ram Goldari, and today Masechus Baba Kama Daf Nun Dal, the fifth parak Shor Shenaga Chesapara. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph taught that if kaling fell into a boar and broke, the boar's owner is pater. This disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is chai for kaling damage in a boar. The Rabban Darshan V'nafo Shama Shor or Chamor, and an ox or donkey shall fall into a pit, teaching Shor V'lo Adam. He's chai for an ox, but not a person, chamor, below kalim, and for a donkey, not for utensils. Ryuda darshan is the extra word o to include liability for utensils. The one asks that the pasuk should be darshan as a klal prat uklal, which would exclude birds, and ultimately answers with the pasuk, kesev yashiv labalav, he shall return money to its owner, teaching, while Rabba is called the Israel balim, to include anything which is an owner in the liability of a pit. Still, the Rabbanan exclude kaling from the word chamor, and Rabba concludes that it is difficult to explain what the word chamor teaches, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph taught that if a shor cher shotu ukatan, an ox, deaf, deranged, or young, fell into a boar, the owner is chayev. This cannot mean the ox belonging to a deaf person or the others, because it would imply that one is patur for damages to an ox belonging to a competent person, which is untrue. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explained it means an ox which is deaf or the others. This implies that the owner is pater for damages to a shor pikeach, an intelligent ox which falls in. And although Rabbi Yirmiyah deflects his inference, an explicit brisa is eventually quoted. Nafu asocha shor ben das pater. If an intelligent ox fell into the pit, he is pater. Rav explains the reason, the bayula ayuna umezo, because the ox should have examined its path as it walked, and its falling into the pit is not considered the negligence of the boar's owner. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Echad Shor Ve'echad Kol Behema. The same applies whether it's an ox or any animal regarding eight halachas. Number one, the liability for a pit's damages. Number two, separating animals from Har Sinai and Matan Torah. Number three, kefal, double payment for a thief, stealing an animal. Number four, returning a lost animal. Number five, unloading an animal struggling beneath its burden. Number six, the prohibition to muzzle an animal while it's threshing. Number seven, kolayim, the prohibition to mate or plow with different species together. And number eight, the prohibition to allow one's animal to do work on Shabbos. These also apply to birds and wild animals. The Torah wrote specific animals in these places, Shedibra Kasa Behova, because the Torah spoke about common cases. After deriving seven halachas of the mission, the Gemara says that three of them are derived with a gezer shava from the halacha of Shabbos. It then discusses the source for applying Shabbos to all animals, and ultimately concludes, "Mekol behem dechat rubuyahu." The word all in the phrase, and all your animals, is an inclusionary term, which includes all other living beings, even birds. The specific words in the two versions of the Aseres HaDibros teach other halachos through a gezer shava. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph taught that if kaling fell into a boar and broke, the boar's owner is pater. This disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is chai for kaling damage in a boar. The Rabban Darshan, V'nafo Shama Shor or Chamor, and an ox or donkey shall fall into a pit, teaching Shor V'lo Adam. He's chai for an ox, but not a person, Chamor V'lo Kalim, and for a donkey, not for utensils. Ryuda darshan is the extra word o to include liability for utensils. The one asks that the pasuk should be darshan as a klal prat uklal, which would exclude birds, and ultimately answers with the pasuk, kesev yashiv labalav, he shall return money to its owner, teaching, while Rabba is called the Israel balim, to include anything which is an owner in the liability of a pit. Still, the Rabbanan exclude kaling from the word chamor, and Rabba concludes that it is difficult to explain what the word chamor teaches, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph taught that if a shor cher shotu ukatan, an ox, deaf, deranged, or young, fell into a boar, the owner is chayev. This cannot mean the ox belonging to a deaf person or the others, because it would imply that one is patur for damages to an ox belonging to a competent person, which is untrue. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explained it means an ox which is deaf or the others. This implies that the owner is pater for damages to a shor pikeach, an intelligent ox which falls in. And although Rabbi Yirmiyah deflects his inference, an explicit brisa is eventually quoted. Nafu asocha shor ben das pater. If an intelligent ox fell into the pit, he is pater. Rav explains the reason, the bayula ayuna umezo, because the ox should have examined its path as it walked, and its falling into the pit is not considered the negligence of the boar's owner. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Echad Shor Ve'echad Kol Behema. The same applies whether it's an ox or any animal regarding eight halachas. Number one, the liability for a pit's damages. Number two, separating animals from Har Sinai and Matan Torah. Number three, kefal, double payment for a thief, stealing an animal. Number four, returning a lost animal. Number 5, unloading an animal struggling beneath its burden. Number 6, the prohibition to muzzle an animal while it's threshing. Number 7, kolayim, the prohibition to mate or plow with different species together. And number 8, the prohibition to allow one's animal to do work on Shabbos. These also apply to birds and wild animals. The Torah wrote specific animals in these places, Shedibra Kasa Behova, because the Torah spoke about common cases. After driving several halachas of the mission, the Gemara says that 3 of them are derived with a gezer shava from the halacha of Shabbos. It then discusses the source for applying Shabbos to all animals, and ultimately concludes, Mekol behem dechot rebuyahu. The word all in the phrase, and all your animals, is an inclusionary term which includes all other living beings, even birds. The specific words in the 2 versions of the Aseres HaDibros teach other halachos through a gezer shava. All right, so now we go to our siman daf nun dalet, and our standard siman is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the siman. So here goes. The pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, instead of being engrossed in a sefer about the 8 halachos that apply to all animals and fowl. So once again, it's a motion. The pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls. Noodle bowls? Pasta chef? That must be run daf nun dalet. The pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, which reminds us, the Mishnah on daf nun beis amun aleph taught that if kaling fell into a boar and broke, the boar's owner is punter. This disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is chayav for kaling damage in a boar. The Rabban darshan v'nafal shama shor or chamor, and an ox or donkey shall fall into a teaching shor below adam. He's chayav for an ox, but not a person. Chamor below kalim, and for a donkey, not for kalim. Rabbi Yehuda darshan the extra word o to include liability for kalim. So the pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Nafal Asocho Shor Ben Das Pater. If a short pikeach, an intelligent ox, fell into the pit, the owner of the boar is Pater. Rav explains the reason, the Boile Ayune Amezel, because the ox should have examined its path as it walked, and its falling into the boar is not considered the negligence of the pit's owner. So the pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw his short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, instead of being engrossed in a sefer about the 8 halachos that apply to all animals and fowl, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Echad Shor Ve'Echad Kol Behemah. The same didn't apply whether it's an ox or any animal regarding 8 halachos, and it also applies to birds and wild animals. The Torah wrote specific animals in these places, Shedibra Kasa Behova, because the Torah spoke about common cases. So once again, the pasta chef, who was upset he wouldn't be compensated for his ceramic noodle bowls that broke when his donkey fell into a pit while carrying them, also saw a short pikeach about to fall in, who should have been careful examining the path, instead of being engrossed in a sefer about the 8 halachos that apply to all animals and fowl. All right, so now it's time for 4 blah back chazara. Daf Nun, so the Zimmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The crew member from the Nunezikin non-stop rescue team flight, non-stop flight? That must be more on Daf Nun. The crew member from the Nazikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa where Rabbi Shmuel says that the boar described by the Torah is one whose opening is in Rishus of Rabim. Rabbi Kiva says the Torah's boar is where one was Mafkir's property, but not his boar, meaning a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where people may walk up to its edge. 2 interpretations of the Machlokas are brought. So the crew member from the Nazikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, which reminds the Gemara relates the incident of Nechunya Chofar Shichin, who would dig pits of water for the Oli Regalim, where his daughter fell into a pit of water and was saved. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was sure that she would be saved, since it was inconceivable that his daughter would be harmed through the very thing he sacrificed himself to provide the public. Yet his son did die of thirst, and Rabbi Chanina said, Kol Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatrenhu. Anyone who says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is disregarding of sin, Yevatru Chayov, his life should be disregarded. Rather, the Pasuk describes all of Hashem's ways as Mishpat, justice. So the crew member from the Nazikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, nor the cow that fell into a pit, that died from the foul air, which reminds us, Rav says, Bor Shechiva Lav Torah, regarding the pit for which the Torah held the digger liable, Lehevlo V'lo Chabato, his liability is for its foul air, but not for its impact in the fall. The Gemara observes that Rav holds about the damage of impact, Karko Omhu Demaskale, it's the ground of the earth which damaged him, which the digger doesn't own, as opposed to the foul air, which he generated through digging. Shmuel says, Lehevlo V'koshik and Chabato, his liability is for its foul air, and certainly for its impact. Dafnin Olive. So the Simmer Dafnin Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The four tefach beaver. Beaver? That must be one daf. Nun Olive. Gnaw. The four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a six tefach boar, which reminds Gemara relates an incident where an ox fell into a ditch which was 10 tefachim deep. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman agrees that a fall of 10 tefachim is required, but reason that since an animal's abdomen is 4 tefachim above the ground, and the ditch was 6 tefachim deep, it emerges that the animal fell 10 tefachim into the ditch. The Mishnah, which holds the digger responsible for an animal's death only at a depth of 10 tefachim, is where the ox was lying down and rolled into the pit and didn't fall more than the depth of the pit. So the 4 tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a 6 tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, which reminds us the Braisa teaches if one dug a pit 10 tefachim and another one deepens it to 20 tefachim and a third person deepens it to 30, they are jointly liable for its damages. So the 4 tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a 6 tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, that the second partner of the boar failed to cover, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught regarding a boar of two partners that if one passed by it and didn't cover it, then the second one passed by it and didn't cover it, the second person is liable. The Gemara asks, when it becomes the second person's responsibility, and two opinions are given. Number one, he's exempt when he left the second person using the pit, or number two, where he hands over its cover to the second person. The Gemara clarifies that it's a Machlokes Tanaim, which centers around Breira.
Dafnun Beis, so the Simmer Dafnun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kisahu HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, and the second came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when is the first partner exempt? And three opinions are given, one being that Shmuel says, it's until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where a cover is strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which was weakened by camels, and then oxen fell in. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy, which reminds us, the question was asked, even where camels are common, but they didn't come, basically masocho, rather became wormy from within, do we say, migu dehavi poshe etzel gemalim, since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami glinin hasra, he's also considered negligent regarding it becoming wormy, or dimo lomrinum migu, or perhaps we don't say migu. Dafnun Gimel, so the Simmer Dafnun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, which reminds us, we have Makos Rav and Shmuel, whether one is chayiv if an ox falls backwards into a pit due to the sound of digging. Rav says he's not, since it died from the impact, not from the hevel, the foul air. Shmuel says he is chayiv because one is chayiv mishum hevel of a choshech en chavato, for the foul air, and all the more so for the impact. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay half, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if an ox pushed another into a pit, the Rabban say the ox's owner is chayiv, but the pit's owner is patur, since it was pushed into the pit. Rav Nassan says the ox's owner pays half, and the pit's owner pays the other half, because he holds kol hekadilo efshalish tulumi mahai mishdalim mahai. Wherever it's impossible to collect payment from one damaging party, he can collect from the other. He considers the pit's owner chayiv, although the animal was pushed in, and must pay for any amount not covered by the ox's owner. So the Nigerian prince on tour of Jewish pits was shocked to see a cow. Fall backwards into a pit from the sound of digging, just as an ox was pushing another ox into the same pit, making the ox and pit owners each pay a half, while man and ox together push the person into another pit, which reminds us, Rav has said, Shor v'adam shidachav labor, if an ox and a person push someone or something into a pit, regarding damages to a person or animal, they are all chai, because he follows Rabbi Nassan that a pit's owner is responsible even where a victim is pushed into his bor. Only the person is liable for dal dvarim, the four payments added for a person harming another person, as well as the mevrados. Only the ox's owner is liable for kofar and the three shkalim paid for killing a slave. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do machlokes whether a pit owner pays when an ox pushes another ox into the pit? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number two, which daf do machlokes about kalim damages in a boar? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number three, which daf do a case where a cover for a pit was strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which occasionally come? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss why the owner of an ox that fell into a homeowner's pit, killing his father or son, was liable in kofar? That's on daf Mem Ches. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss in halachos that apply to all animals and fowl? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number six, which stuff do we want a person to be high for an animal falling into a six tefachim pit, since the animal's abdomen is four tefachim off the ground? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you discuss what to do with the mushkon of a ger that passed away? That's on daf Mem Tes. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we discuss what the din is if a person and an ox push a person into a pit? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you know that one is exempt for a shor bikeach's damages in a boar because the shor should have been watching where it was walking? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you discuss the distinction between an animal fouling water it fell into with its body versus fouling it through the carcass's odor? That's on daf Mem Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.